she needs no introduction. She is legendary indeed. Here is the lovely Anne Murray.
Hi.
Great to see you.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
You found us.
I did.
You had to walk about 4 miles off
the
radio
side,
huh?
I had to walk about 4 miles. It's the drive downtown that I hate.
Well.
I'm a country girl now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How have you been, by the way?
I've been very well, thank you. I'm retired now.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Like, no more music?
None.
Not even in the bathroom? Not in the shower or anything?
I'm not sure. I might sing in the shower from time to time. I don't know. I sometimes
really, huh?
do.
Yeah.
No, I don't sing at all, and I don't miss it.
You don't miss it, huh?
No, not in the least.
That's interesting.
I did it.
Was it a job at the end?
Yes, it was. For the last 3 or 4 years, it was hard work. Well, it was hard work anyway, but...
Sure.
In the last few years, retiring was really easy for me. No problem at all. And I could still do it. I left when I could still do it. And I'm so happy I did that.
Yeah.
Is there any circumstance under which you would come back?
No.
And do something? No, huh?
No, absolutely none.
You still get asked, I'm quite sure.
Yes,
on a regular
I do.
Basis.
But no. Once I made up my mind, that was it.
Now, I don't pretend to know a whole lot about you or your personal life, but I do know, interestingly enough, that at some point in your life you found golf.
Yes. My late 30s I took up golf.
It was later in your life.
Yes.
I thought it was, yeah.
Yeah, I was a little too busy to get involved. But when I moved into the house that I live in now, I moved, one of the reasons was that I wanted to play golf. And I'm a member at Thornhill.
Yep.
And... I wanted to learn how to play the game, so I moved into a house close to a golf course.
How did the game and you find each other?
As a kid, you know, I used to hit balls off the bank at our place in Nova Scotia onto the sand flats.
Off the bank?
Yeah.
Would you go on the roof?
Used to a huge bucket of balls. No, like you're on
like a sandbank.
Sandbank.
Oh, I thought
and you
I,
get
I,
up
I meant like
in front of your cottage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you hit them out onto the sand flats,
right.
And then go up and.
Pick them up.
Pick them up, and then we
do it low tide then, or what?
Yeah, at low tide, and do it and pick up the balls and bring them back and hit them again. I used to do that as a kid.
Huh.
But, you know, we were involved in sports. I was listening to you people talk, and I was thinking about baseball and how far back it goes for me. I mean, I was a child listening to baseball. The 1955 Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, don't take
you
me
know,
there.
Pee Wee Reese and Duke Snider and Newcomb and Don Drysdale. All of the Junior Gilliam. Remember all those guys? I remember them all. It was like it was yesterday.
Now, in the 1950s, not to tell tales, when I was 5 years old, I played for my first organized baseball team. And there were four teams in the league. And so everybody had a name on their shirt. Like they didn't have sponsors or anything. So there was the Yankees and the White Sox. We were the Dodgers. So I immediately became a fan. I'm 5 years old. What do I know? Of the Dodgers. And the Dodgers, of course, were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And a couple of years later, the Dodgers up and left for Los Angeles.
I know.
I was devastated.
So was I. I think everybody was. But that was my team.
So this is in Spring Hill. Are you still living
in Spring
Hill?
Yeah, but see, we used to get all the games beamed up. From New York.
Of course, right.
Yeah, from in Nova Scotia. So we would sit around the radio and listen to all these games, and we were enraptured. And my brothers all played ball, and so I was there right
now,
did you
stay a Dodger fan when they went to L.A.? Not so much?
Well, of course, I moved then to Montreal, and then when the Blue Jays came here, well, that was it for me. I had a hometown team. And then I got to sing at all those big, important games that they played.
Opening day, 1977, April 7th, in the snow against the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah, that was a big day, Exhibition Stadium. It was...
was a hole.
Yeah, it was.
We loved it.
You know what? It didn't matter to me.
No.
Baseball had come to Toronto, and
that
was important to me. And then the next time I sang was at the opening of the Sky Dome.
Yeah.
In 1989, yes. Mm-hmm. And then the first game that was played, the first World Series game that was played here.
92.
I sang at that, too. So all really momentous occasions.
Fantastic. Well, who better to do it?
Yeah.
So you have a background in golf. How long have you been involved in the golf tournament?
The golf tournament, this will be the fourth year that I've been involved. And it's for Colon Cancer Canada.
Yep.
And we have it at Angus Glen on June 26th.
Are there any spots still available?
There are. There are spots available, yes. We're still soliciting people to come and join us. We have so much fun. It's just a great day.
And do you play? Or do you?
Oh, yes.
You do.
Everybody plays, and we play 18 holes. And we have Sandra Post is playing this year.
Sandy playing, yeah?
Yeah, and Marlene Street
is
playing this year. And a U.S. Open lady winner, Sandra Palmer, is playing. She's a friend of mine, and she's coming to play. Peter Mansbridge is going to be there. Jeff Hutchison is going to be there, and Kurt Browning is going to be there. We have lots. So
you got a lot of characters.
Yeah, we got some characters. It'll be a fun day.
Now, so if it's your tournament.
Yeah.
So you get to play with whoever you want.
No, actually, what I do is I ask who'd like to play with me, and the head sponsor asked to play with me, was a compliment. I don't know whether they felt obliged or not.
So
golf game is in the toilet, so I'm not sure whether they want to play with me or not.
Do you play much?
I play a lot, and now in my retirement, I noticed yesterday that my handicap went up, so it's not working. This retirement and playing more is not working.
Except, Annie, if your handicap goes up and you're playing the other girls for money, that might not be a bad thing.
Well, I don't play them for money, but it's pride.
Yeah.
And I just don't like when you see that number turn. Anyway.
It's a game of great frustration, isn't it?
It certainly is, yeah.
But the interesting thing is there's no such thing as perfection at it. You strive for that, and you never stop striving for
that. I don't know why you think. I mean, you do a shot, and then you go, darn it, what the heck was that? I don't know why I think I should be really good at it. I don't know why, but I do.
So you still follow the Blue Jays?
I do. Oh, yeah.
No, you're not a Maple Leaf fan, too, are you?
Of course.
Oh, long suffering.
I know it is. It's too bad. But I'm a hockey fan, and this is the first year that I haven't been interested in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I have never missed a Stanley Cup playoff game.
Why do you think that is? You're just no familiarity or interest with these teams.
Exactly. I didn't see either of those teams, or haven't been that interested in either of them. It's unfortunate, but LA, I've watched a bit of the games, and LA is awesome.
Yeah,
they're awesome to watch.
Do you go to many games?
I don't go to many games. I prefer to watch them at home. I just find it more fun. I've been watching a lot of baseball lately.
Yeah, and, we all have.
Looks like the lineup change might be working.
Sure.
What do you think?
For two games in, they're perfect, right?
Yeah. We've got our fingers crossed anyway.
It's been a fun spring.
Yeah, it has. And they've got some, they've got some power.
Well, it's a young team.
Yeah.
It probably still needs to fill a couple of holes, but they're
But it's hopeful.
It's hopeful.
So
if they've made the World Series again, let's just say for the sake of argument, given and kind of the historical continuity aspect of this, you're saying you wouldn't sing the anthem
game one?
I think somebody's got to make I think that request has got to be made at least.
No, I'm done.
Jamie Campbell is behind us. And look over your shoulder.
Jamie. Hi, Jamie.
Look at the sign.
I watch him all the time. I'd know him anywhere.
Oh, don't suck up.
He's being a fanboy. Look at that.
He's being such a fan.
He loves Danny's song.
Yeah. She doesn't sing anymore. We already went through that. It's over.
I've never seen him in shorts, though.
Is he in shorts?
Yeah.
Oh, that's got to be an ugly
look. Under the table when they're broadcasting, they could do anything. I think he rarely wears pants.
we sometimes go pantless in here, but that's more information than anybody requires. June 26th at Angus Glen, it's $400 to get in. You get golf, lunch, entertainment, cocktail reception, a fabulous dinner, silent auction, live auction.
Yeah.
And get to meet some
great
famous and great people.
Yeah, absolutely.
It sounds like a tremendously fun day. We wish
you
the best of luck with it.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you. I think, again, I'm pretty sure we were introduced in 1977, but if we weren't, it's been a pleasure meeting you.
Nice to meet you.
And we wish you all the best with the tournament and all things golf, too.
Thank you.
Anne Murray.